and it's good for my animal kind of life. My smell, my eyes are made to look at the visible stuff in this existence and remain alive. I cannot see the behind of it.
So, we started it. Paragraph one of this, remember? It said there are five other senses. We believe in them. Ironically, the first one is named
common sense.
Common sense means doesn't need the... That's how the our way begins. Do you remember, first of all, those five are not like these five. These five are more or less independent, at least separated. Those are not. Those are step by step going deeper and deeper and deeper. So the first one, we have it all. The second one, that was the imagination, remember, which is the base of this wisdom. Then it comes to illusion. Illusion is reserved really for high intelligence to understand it. Because what is the first result of an illusion? Is the mind to stop? Because everything is illusion, it's not real. But we pass that, we go to fikr and zikr, and we try to arrive to last one, right? Last paragraph, he talked about this. The dervish said, I have five other senses. I work with those. Means, Rumi is telling you that. Pay attention to those five. Here he brings it back. You see, that verse was 3.5.3.8. My heart had five senses other. Both of the words are the stage for the senses of the heart. That was the verse, right? That was the last paragraph. Here, he said, okay, I'm not using the same senses. I have the other ones, yes?
If you are my soul's familiar friend, my words full of meaning are not assertion. If at midnight I say, I am near you, come now, be not afraid of the night, for I am your kinsman. These two assertions are to you reality, since you recognize the voice of your own relative. Nearness and kinship were two assertions, but both were reality to the good understanding. The proximity of the voice gives him testimony that these words spring from a friend.
What is he doing? Is he? He's explaining some very delicate stuff. Is that okay? Let's like this. When you're in the dark and you're afraid, and let's say you're a kid, and the voice of your mom calls you that, don't worry, I'm here. You don't see your mom, but you're comfortable. Why? You don't need the proof of the presence of your mom, because that familiar voice is enough. But look at it. He's not bringing in the firm existing subject to pass it on, whatever explanation is, logically. There are sentimental things there. He brings in what? The knowing, something you know, something close to you. That feeling stuff, not the reason. In that feeling stuff, you understand it. Yes?
The proximity of the voice gives him testimony that these words spring from a friend. Moreover, delight at the voice of his kinsman has borne witness to the truthfulness of that dear relative. Again, the uninspired fool in his ignorance does not know a stranger's voice from a kinsman. To him, his words are assertion. His ignorance has become the source of his disbelief. To him of keen insight, Within whom are the lights? The very nature of this voice was just the reality. Or one whose mother tongue is Arabic says in Arabic, I know the language of the Arabs. The very fact of his speaking in Arabic is the reality, although his saying Arabic is an assertion. Or a writer may write on a piece of paper, I am a writer and a reader, and I am a most accomplished person. Although his writing itself is an assertion, still the script is evidence of that reality. Or a Sufi may say...
That's a very lovely stuff. I don't know. This is the difficult task, Will. How are you going to translate this? Because this verse... you got it. The English translation is almost good. So, you got it. Although this written statement itself is a mere assertion, still the script is evident to the evidence of the reality or of the assertion. You read it, you go on. If you were Persian and you were looking at my highlight, which I highlighted, that verse, you will see it differently. Because in that verse, you will see clearly Rumi is talking about the book you have in hand, and he said, this written stuff, it's like I'm claiming a lot. And the meaning that I'm claiming and everything is in this. It's hidden beneath this. So he's giving you the best example he can, which is the verse you're reading. Mm-hmm. So you see, I write this text and I claim some stuff, don't I? I say, it's like this, if you do that, it will be like this and all that. Okay? But those stuff you need to lead you to the meaning behind it, that stuff is here as well. I mean, the text you have in hand has two stuff. One is my claims, and one is the hint towards the truth, towards the meaning of the verse. So, it's a delicate stuff over there. Yes?
Or a Sufi may say, last night while asleep, you saw someone with a prayer carpet on his shoulder. That was I. And what I said to you in the dream, whilst you slumber, an explanation of clairvoyance. Give ear. Put it in your ear like an earring. Make those words your mind's guide.
Okay. Did you see the trick? He started with common sense, with the simplest stuff. He brought in the middle of the night, you're afraid, somebody will say, oh, don't worry, I'm here. And so with that subject, which is very kiddish, you go to your childhood, you accept that was easy to receive. Then it goes on and on, it changes little by little, now arrived at the Sufi. Nobody had name here. Suddenly there is this Sufi, which will do the magic. Now what do you believe? He said, okay, now listen to this. If someone, let's say Sufi, I tell you, do you remember last night? You saw me walking with my flying carpet? Do you remember what I tell you? That's all through. What will be your reaction when somebody reported your dream, which is quote-unquote personal, and only you know about it, when he will come to you and will say, you dreamt like that and that was me, what do you do? Do you ask for a proof? Is this a subject that needs to be proven to you? See how clever he is to start from there to arrive here. This is the explanation. Yes?
When you recollect the dream, these words are a new miracle or old goal. Although this seems to be assertion, yet the soul of the dreamer says, yes. Therefore, Since wisdom is the faithful believer's stray camel, he knows it with certainty from whomsoever he has heard it.
Ah, that was why we were talking about it. Do you remember we made a big effort to talk about these lost camels of you? Why? Because you need the camel to go to Mecca. Right? That's it. You have that camel. But I'm sorry, you never had it. So you don't know it. There are a few people, they realize they have lost it. They are looking for it. And what do? You imitate them. Oh, you have lost a camel too. You will know it when you find it. When you find it, the guy will say, why aren't you following me anymore? He says, your effort led me to my camel. That's what I mean. Here, he comes back to the camel. And he will repeat this in several different chapters in the future. Because he made that story, he made you attentive. Time and time, he will go back to that meaning. Here he will say, do you remember the guy who have lost the camel? Asking about it. And the people were teasing him. And I said, the camel was yellowish one. He went there. And I said, okay, if you're thirsty enough for this knowledge, means if you understand that you lost the camel, no matter who will give you the address, you will understand it. Because remember, one of the most difficult parts of this path starts with what? Go back to book one, beginning of the second part of it. We talked about it. The most difficult part of this path is the first step. To believe in someone else. To understand that it's not else. But you have to name it else, okay, someone else. That's the most difficult part of it. Why? Million years of believing only in this. See, right from the beginning up to the monkey. Every animal believes in this. So now suddenly we are revolting. It's quite obvious that this will resist us. And how we start the path? We know Rumi told us, remember? First part of book one was diagnosis, analysis, and all that to arrive to the Arab fellow and the wife. Second part was what could you do about it? First paragraph of that one was find someone. And when you want to find someone, suddenly, up to yesterday, you were cool and simple. Today that you're looking for someone, suddenly you become very nasty and you want to dig in all the histories and to see all the documentations of this guy I'm going to approve. That's the attitude of all of us. Because we are talking about find someone and believe 100% in that fellow. We see step by step. Over there he suggested it. How long did he talk about it? We don't know. It's a short paragraph, go on, see. He didn't talk, he just said, you should find someone. Then immediately he started to say, you should be ready to accept the pain. I don't say go and find someone to compliment you. That someone should be like a mirror to show you your weak points to work on. So, it's painful. The main pain here for me is the difference between me and the best possible of me. I call it the difference. The distance, fair up. That's all. Then he talks about it little by little